What if I told you that the architecture barrier of PC gaming has finally been broken? For decades, if you wanted to play the biggest games on Steam, you were locked into processors from Intel or AMD. But now, everything is changing. We just saw Cyberpunk 2077 screaming at over 200 frames per second on an ARM-based system, the same type of architecture that powers your smartphone and the latest ultra-efficient laptops. On January 8th, 2020, just a few days ago, Ubuntu dropped a bombshell by releasing an experimental Steam Snap for ARM64. This is a massive tech stack that bundles Steam with a translation layer called FexEmu. Now, to be clear, those 200 FPS results were achieved on high-end NVIDIA Spark hardware, but the fact that it's running at all through emulation is a monumental feat of engineering. So why should the average gamer care about an experimental Linux package? And well, it's because it represents the future of gaming. We've seen the promise of ARM, silent devices, and incredible battery life. By perfecting this translation layer, Ubuntu and Valve are proving that the hardware you choose to play on won't matter anymore. In this deep dive, we're going to look at the magic of FexEmu, the secret reason Valve is pouring money into this project, and how this is setting the stage for a revolution in gaming. Whether you're a Linux enthusiast or just waiting for the Steam Deck 2, this is the story of how the walls of PC gaming are finally coming down. To understand why this Ubuntu news is so important, we first have to understand the architecture barrier of computers. For the last 30 years, the PC gaming world has basically just spoken x86. Almost every game ever made was written specifically for x86 processors. ARM, meanwhile, is the king of efficiency. But because the instructions are different, an ARM chip literally doesn't know what to do with a Steam executable, or at least it didn't before. The core of this breakthrough is FexEmu, a project funded by Valve for nearly a decade. While many people are familiar with emulation through things like playing old Nintendo games on a PC, Fex is a binary recompiler. As developer Tony Wasserka explained in his presentation on breaking architecture barriers, the task of emulating an x86 CPU is monumental. x86 has thousands of instructions, some estimates say up to 6,000 unique variations depending on the extensions used.
The fact is the x86 instruction set is huge. And we're not talking about like tens or hundreds of instructions, but depending on how we count and how many of the different instruction extensions like SSE and SSE2 and whatnot you count in, you can reach up to thousands of I've even read numbers like 6,000, for example.
Fex doesn't just guess what the game is trying to do. It takes the x86 assembly code and recompiles it into an intermediate representation. This IR is a neutral ground where Fex can optimize the code, eliminating redundant steps before finally outputting native ARM64 instructions.
So we can take our internal representation and make sure, like, do things like constant elimination, for example, to make sure that whatever code we use to ultimately generate ARM code is as minimal as possible.
But this optimization is critical because, as the Fex team says,
we still need to make sure that it all runs fast because we don't want to have a slideshow. We want to actually use the applications that we emulate. And for that, we need a fast implementation of this whole thing.
This is obviously very important for gaming because you want the games to run, but also run well. By using this multi-step translation process, Fex can get remarkably close to the original input size, keeping the overhead low enough to run demanding 3D games. You may have even already tried out Fex yourself without even knowing, with things like the Game Hub. One of the most fascinating and difficult parts of the Fex project is something called the memory model. This is a reason many emulators fail. In his presentation, Tony used a brilliant example.
We have two threads in our program, and the first one is just trying to get the second thread to compute a result.
Imagine a program where one part of the CPU calculates a result, 42, and another part waits for a done flag to flip to 1. On an x86 chip, you are guaranteed that if the done flag is 1, the result is ready. On ARM, however, the CPU decides to reorder those instructions for efficiency. It might flip the done flag before the result is fully written to memory. This creates a race condition where the program sees the flag, checks the results, and gets a 0 instead of 42.
This is extremely difficult to resolve from an emulation perspective because we still need to adhere to the x86 semantics.
FEX has to solve this by using half barriers and smart heuristics. For example, they discovered a specific pattern used by almost every Unity game, a 61-bit circular buffer. By creating a specific hack or heuristic for this pattern, FEX can disable expensive memory checks for everything else, providing a
massive performance boost for those Unity games. It's a bit of a hack, but just because it so consistently works across such a wide range of the library, it's really worth it in this case.
So FEXEMU is the engine powering all this, but how do you, the user, actually get it running without a PhD in computer science? This is where Canonical's new Steam Snap comes into play. Now, to be clear, Ubuntu has specifically said this isn't directly partnered with Valve, but obviously they are using Steam, FEX, and Proton, all Valve projects, to make this work. Previously, setting up Steam on ARM was a nightmare. You had to manually install FEX, set up x86 rootfs, and then figure out how to bridge your graphics drivers. Ubuntu has fixed this by using the Snap format. Now, you might be wondering why a Linux distribution like Ubuntu is working so hard on this, and the answer lies with Valve. It is no longer a secret that Valve is funding FEXEMU development. Tony explicitly stated in his talk,
"We're actually paid to improve FEX, so none of this would have really been possible without Valve's monetary support, so thanks again a lot for that."
Think about that. Valve already has the Steam Deck, which uses an AMD x86 chip. So why invest millions into an ARM translation layer? And the first answer is the Steam Frame. Valve's new headset, the Steam Frame, runs on an ARM chip, similar to the processors in the Meta Quest. To make a VR headset light and battery efficient, you almost have to use ARM. But Valve can't launch a VR headset with zero games. So by funding FEXEMU, Valve is ensuring that on day one, their ARM-based headset can run the entire existing library, but it's not just for VR. It's also about the Steam Deck 2 and any other future hardware, even from other manufacturers. The efficiency of ARM chips is now rivaling and in some cases beating what Intel and AMD can do in a handheld power envelope. By perfecting this translation layer today, Valve is removing the architecture lock-in. They are making it so that in the future, they can pick whatever chip is the most powerful and efficient, regardless of whether it's x86 or ARM, and your games will just work. In recent interviews, Pierre, a Valve employee, has said that they are waiting for the right SoC landscape to emerge, suggesting that the superior battery life and performance per watt of ARM could be exactly what they need for a true next-gen Steam Deck 2. Now let's look at the actual numbers from this news and how Steam is running on ARM, because that is the most exciting part for any gamer. Canonical did their primary testing on the NVIDIA DGX Spark. This is a high-end development platform, but the results prove that the software stack is ready for the big leagues. For example, Cyberpunk 2077 achieved 200+ FPS using DLSS via Proton. For Counter-Strike 2, it was described as smooth with no notable performance issues in 2+ hour sessions. There was even Hollow Knight Silksong, which yes, they tested it and described as very smooth. Dota 2 and Portal 2 had no notable issues, and they were running like native apps. There's even multiple other games that they tested, which you can check out in this list. However, we need to have a reality check. This is an experimental beta. If you are on a Qualcomm Snapdragon X laptop, there is a known issue preventing the Steam client from working properly right now. Canonical is investigating this, but it's a reminder that ARM on Linux is still in the early phase, and will really only just get better from here. If you have an ARM64 device running Ubuntu and you want to join the beta, the process is pretty straightforward, but you must follow the order. The first time you launch a game, FEX has to build a code cache. This can take up to 10 minutes, but FEX is essentially pre-translating parts of the game to disk so that the next time you play, it loads instantly and doesn't stutter. And now you're able to try out Steam gaming right on ARM64.
During that first run, FEX will keep track of all the blocks that have been executed, all the locations in the code that the game was trying to run. And on the next run of the game, FEX will pull ahead all of the compilation processes that previously were done on the fly, and it will collect one huge one huge binary and save it to disk so that subsequent runs of the game do not need to use the recompiler anymore in a lot of cases.
So for those of us following the progress of Linux gaming, as its percentage continues to go up with Steam, this is the beginning of a new era. We are moving away from being locked in to a specific type of processor. This Ubuntu Steam Snap is the first time a major OS has handed users a one-click solution to the ARM gaming problem. It brings together Valve's funding, FEXEMU's technical brilliance, and Canonical's packaging. As Tony Wasserka finished in his talk,
you can start to see a pattern. x86 emulation isn't magic. I mean, maybe it is, but it's also a lot of work. So, sadly.
That work is finally paying off, and gamers are now getting to try it. We are seeing a future where your OS choice like Ubuntu and your storefront choice like Steam are more important than what kind of silicon you are using. The architecture wars aren't over just yet, but the walls are definitely coming down, and Valve's projects are right at the center of it. Don't forget to like and subscribe to stay updated on the future of Steam gaming.